Europe.
Poland's population. Turning around. After decades of decline, Poland's population seems to be increasing.
Aging, emigrating, shrinking. Thus the gloomy headlines about Poland's population for decades. According to Eurostat, the EU statistical agency, its population is 36.6 million, down 1.9 million from its peak in 1998. Last year, 272,451 babies were born, the lowest number in modern Polish history. In 2023, it was calculated that Polish women on average have 1.16 babies each, one of the lowest fertility rates in the world, despite years of attempts by the hard-right government then in power to encourage more breeding. Far more Poles die every year than are born. But the reality may be that with an estimated 3 million foreigners in the country, Poland has never been so populous. Weronika Klotz-Nowak, a researcher at the University of Warsaw Centre of Migration Research, believes that most foreigners in Poland are not included in the country's population data. The exact number is unknown, partly because there is no central database. The new government has said it is trying to build a new integrated system. But the centre's research leads its analysts to believe that, thanks to a recent wave of immigration, far from continuing to shrink, Poland's population is now growing again. They reckon there are actually 39 million people in the country, which would be a record. Whatever the numbers, Poland's foreign population has soared in the past decade as its economy boomed, after decades of emigration had left it short of labour. The majority of the foreigners in Poland are Ukrainians. There are some 2.5 million of them, including just under 1 million refugees at the last count. Before the war, the Ukrainians in Poland tended to come and go for work rather than settle permanently, so that they were not normally included in the population count. Belarusians fleeing repression are the second largest cohort. Increasingly, workers are also coming from Central and South Asia. Some of the Asians have begun to work in agriculture to replace men who used to come as seasonal workers but are now barred from leaving Ukraine. But skilled Asians are arriving too. Amir, a Pakistani who is studying for a master's degree in IT, says his brother, who studied in Poland 10 years ago, now lives in Britain. But Amir thinks he won't follow him. Salaries in IT are high, taxes are lower than in Britain, and the quality of life is good. Many Poles who used to live in Britain agree with him. In 2017, there were more than a million. According to the latest UK censuses, there are 841,000 who list Poland as their country of birth. Some probably departed post-Brexit Britain for third countries, but a considerable number have come home. The era of mass emigration from Poland is over, and now more people immigrate than emigrate. Still, a report last year from the country's social insurance institution said that in order to maintain its current ratio of working-age population to pensioners, the country needs to attract another 2 million immigrants over the next decade. For although Poland's population may be on the up right now, many of its other demographic indicators are on the way down. Without robust immigration, Poland faces a rapidly aging population. How many Ukrainians will stay once the war is over cannot be known today, and even if they do stay, they will age too. On the other hand, if Ukraine is defeated, Poland can expect many more Ukrainians to arrive. On June 1st, the state began funding infertility treatment. Women everywhere have children later in life than they used to. But Irena Katowska, a leading demographer, says that Polish women in their late 20s and 30s have fewer children than their peers in many other countries. She says one reason is that up to now it has been hard and expensive to get help with infertility treatment. She also reckons Poland's restrictive abortion laws, imposed by the previous government, have driven down the birth rate as women were less inclined to get pregnant, knowing they could not get an abortion if they faced problems. The populations of almost all of Europe's former communist countries have been shrinking over the past three decades. But Poland is not alone in beginning to change, thanks to immigration, assuming that it persists. The population of the Czech Republic is also now growing as Ukrainian refugees are added to its tally. Slovenia and Montenegro are also more populous thanks to immigration. If these immigrants decide to stay for good, the demography of all these countries is set for some handy long-term changes.